Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Is this a late night dirty pod going on right now? What's up?
Oh, late night dirty.
Yeah, well,
pods.
I'm surprised you're off. Did you take a Viagra?
I'm always up, Jerry.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's good.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
So what's new? What are we starting off with? What are we starting off with?
Okay.
What's new?
What's new? yeah, let's just start off with the finals. Good place to start. Shootings at the parade. Chips with the dip. You know, all that good stuff.
So
I still can't believe they won. I can't believe the Toronto Raptors are actually the NBA champions.
Did you call it? Did you predict that they'd win?
I said Raptors at 7, like right before game one started. And I was kind of being... like, let me go the opposite of what everybody else is saying, because everybody was saying the Warriors and 5. I was like, you know what? Just give me the Raptors and 7. But I didn't think it was going to happen.
Well, I mean, they definitely outplayed them the whole series, but if Golden State was healthy, they're rolling them in 5,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, with Durant, they're unfair, right? I mean, they're already one of the best teams in the league without him, but with him, they're unfair. So... yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Credit to them. They took advantage, but, I mean, kind of comes with a little bit of an asterisk.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's trying to...
I think...
okay.
If Durant is healthy, yeah, I think they sweep him. I don't even think this is like a... the way the series played out, like, if I was to tell you that Durant's going to be out and Klay is going to be hurt and miss a game and be banged up for the rest of the series... if I was to tell you that game one, Steph Curry was going to have a flu... like, I understand all these things happen. It's the NBA and it's the championship series. But it made me think that anybody could have won the championship this year. I think Philadelphia could have won the championship. Milwaukee could have won the championship.
Yeah.
The Rockets could have won under the same circumstances if they had had to face the same thing. So, yeah, it's tough. The Warriors, I think they lived up to their name. They really are Warriors. I mean, you really had to kill off half their team for them to lose. And, yeah, it's really surprising.
Yeah. Yeah, kill off half their team. I mean, geez, they were dropping like flies. Boogie looked like, you know, half a man or two men, you know, depending how which way you want to look at it. Yeah, it was, you know, it's cool to see that there's like, it looks like almost like we're headed towards some parity finally in this league, especially if Durant
about
leaves.
Time.
Yeah, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
It was needed. It was needed. It was definitely needed. Because next year, unless, I mean, they're saying that Kawhi might be going to the Lakers now. That's a rumor.
That'd be so dumb.
Which would, that would just, I don't see him doing that, but. All
right.
If that happens, I'll be like, fuck. Like it's just like another power team again, because those three would be unbelievable together.
Yeah, that's like the three best players on the planet.
I don't see that happening, but I think, yeah, next year it's gonna be wide open.
Yeah, and choose, like you were saying, like the Sixers, I mean, that series came down to like the last shot in the last game, you know? That could have easily went the other way, and then who knows? Do the Sixers beat that Warriors team? Probably, right?
Yeah, a good shot. I mean, who's guarding Embiid? No one. Simmons would. Who's guarding him? Draymond. But yeah, Embiid would just huge feast on them. They'd be tough to stop for sure.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been interesting.
I think Embiid like had interviews like just kicking himself. He's like, you know, this could have been us. We blew it. That was a perfect opportunity. So close.
And, like, if Kawhi leaves, I think that the Raptors team just kind of... I mean, they still do have Siakam, and VanVleet, and but like I think the team falls apart, right? Like they're not going to be back.
If what's his name, Masai, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Jury, whatever.
Jury, yeah.
If he stays there, they'll be fine. That organization they're always good. They know how to develop players. They know how to develop players. Yeah. Draft.
They're solid.
They'll probably get a few free agents, like mid-level free agents, to come there. I don't think they'll be like an elite team, but I don't think like they'll just like I don't think they'll like disappear. They'll definitely be like a top 5-4 seed in the East, probably.
Yeah.
The rumor is the way Kawhi was talking to Breeze in interviews, I think he's gone. He's kind of like letting the fans down. You let them know like a little early now, like, hey, like, you know, I'm not going to be here. In so many words, I'd be shocked if he comes back then.
He had the last laugh.
that was corny.
I was like, that didn't even sound like it. It was stupid.
So stupid. Yeah. It was. Yeah, I was waiting for the actual laugh, and that was terrible.
Yeah.
Like he like Oxy or something. It made no sense.
In the bathroom.
The rumor is that Masarai might get offered $10 million a year from Washington, and even like stake in the ownership too.
Yeah, that's what Woj tweeted. I mean, that like what like 5 minutes after they won it, that was planted like so like strategically.
I mean, if that's legit,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean they're desperate. Washington at this point, they'll pay anything. They need all the help they can get. You know, they have no money. They got that Wall contract tied up with them. Beal, he's like their only really good player in that team. And they're kind of screwed right now.
And he's in every trade rumor right now, you know?
Yeah.
With the Pelicans and whatnot. We'll get to that in a second. But, yeah, the finals, I mean, I thought the last two games had me on the edge of my seat. I mean, they were really exciting. You know, even game five in Toronto, with Clay and Steph hitting the last two threes. Now, Steph had another bad finals. Does this ruin his legacy in any way? This is what everyone wants to talk about.
No, I mean, to me, his legacy is he's the best shooter I've probably ever seen.
Of all time, yeah.
And that's where it stops to me. You know?
That's a good point.
I think his handle has, like, you know, definitely improved. And, you know, he's a pretty decent size, you know, passer, playmaker. But, yeah, he's a shooter. He's not like a dominant player. You know what I mean? This is what you can do to him if you don't surround him with like a Clay, Durant, Green, set him up all the time in a fast paced offense. You can kind of take him away and make life hard for him. That's what they did to him.
Right. And the fact that he might be the greatest shooter of all time makes those two MVP awards, you know, pretty valid, I guess, because he's definitely not he's definitely not the Kawhi type. Who can just like take over a series? I feel like just like on every level, defense, offense, rebounding, board man gets paid. Which, by the way, did you see he was wearing the T-shirt at the
I had a shirt on. Yeah. New Balance T-shirt.
Yeah, New Balance. I mean, so that leads us to the next question. I mean, does he stay? Does he leave? I don't know. I guess we won't know until July.
I think the Knicks will get a meeting.
Yeah.
Clippers obviously.
Clippers definitely.
Maybe the Lakers.
You think the Lakers get a meeting? You think the Lakers?
Yeah. I'd say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if he's going out for the Clippers, it's right there. So I'll just like, hey, he'll probably meet both of them the same day.
Yeah, same building. Yeah. All right. So Clippers definitely. Knicks, I think, have a good shot. Raptors. Obviously, and then Lakers. So those four teams. I think he stays. I think he does like a 1-1. You know that new deal that everyone does, the 1-1, and
yeah,
comes back for one more year. And if they don't win it, he bounces. If they win it, who knows? You know, Juice. What do you think?
I can see Miami maybe getting involved too.
Miami, really? I haven't heard anything about them.
Yeah, because I think Riley's up to something. I think he's going to try and dump like the Dragic Whiteside contracts to open up some space and maybe get like, you know, a couple max guys in there somehow. Finagle his way in.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He's been too quiet lately. He's you know,
yeah, too good. Miami hasn't made some noise in a couple of years.
Yeah, they're kind of like a sleeping giant. If they get, you know, some room, they'll be a huge factor again.
Interesting.
So if you're the Knicks, would you take like Dragic and Whiteside? take like a year or two salary, take a bunch of picks with it.
I don't want Whiteside.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got Mitch. I don't want to hanker that development in any way, especially with Whiteside, yeah, a knucklehead like that guy, you know?
He's a knucklehead.
He's a knucklehead, you know? So yeah, it's going to be crazy, man. I can't believe we're this close. Shouts to Adam Arecchio, who has just been such a delight on Twitter.
I mean, yeah, he's the only, I know. He's happy. He's the only Death fan I'm happy for. The rest of them, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, I mean, put
him in a box. Everyone's making it out like Kyrie's 100% going there. I mean, I know it sounds like that, but I don't know. I would hope that we still talk to Durant and see where he's going at and hopefully at least meet with the Knicks. And I think it's so bizarre that he would go to Brooklyn and choose Brooklyn over the Knicks. It's so strange.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it, but I mean, he might think their team is a lot better. They're definitely better, for sure, but I don't think they feel like leaps and bounds above them, especially if, it sucks now that Durant's hurt, so you can't really say, like, if Durant's there next year to play with them, but yeah, maybe look like 2 years ahead. Who would you rather be on? You know what I mean? I don't think the difference is that much at all between the Nets and Knicks at all, especially if you get the third pick, too.
Right. So. Right. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it, like, you know, Kyrie grew up in Jersey, he going to Nets games, so he's, you know, he grew up a Nets fan, but they're in Brooklyn now, so that doesn't really matter much. He apparently got a house in South Orange, which means nothing.
But, like, you're, like, legit, you're in the city where, like, as soon as you step outside of Barclays, like, dude, it's all Knicks fans. Like, you're not even, like, loved in your own city. That's weird. Like, why would you want it unless he wants that? But, I don't know. It's just strange.
Well, that's what we were... Yeah, that's what I was... You know, we were saying, like...
If he doesn't care about that, fine. Whatever. But why would you want that? Go to the Lakers, then. Or go to somewhere else.
Yeah. And listen, I hate to say this, like, you know, for Net fans. And, you know, maybe... You know, they'll be laughing in our faces when I say, you know, if they do indeed sign some big, big free agents. But I feel like because of that, because it's like, it's such a Knicks town, you know, I feel like teams, and even the Clippers, I feel like both those teams, you know, will just have trouble signing players because you're kind of like hated in your own city because the Knicks and Lakers fan bases are so huge in comparison.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't know, like, like Russell, like the main, he's the main dude, right?
Yeah.
Like he was the guy this year. So then you're talking about all this culture building, and then you get rid of your best player to bring in like a known malcontent on other teams.
Yeah,
it seems kind of backwards to me.
It's really bizarre. It's really weird. I think it's a lot of noise, and I think you know, from the beginning, I really do think it's just going to be Kyrie and KD, unless something else leaks out on Twitter, you know, suggesting otherwise. But I think it's all noise, and I think it's going to be those two.
Well, remember we said that, I think, on the last pod or two ones ago. We were like, leading up to this, all you're going to hear about is like other teams, the Knicks are out of it, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
maybe to do some misdirection. Like, that's exactly what's happening right now.
Right.
And of course, you know, Knicks fans, we're accustomed to the skies falling and negativity, so we don't like disagree with it. We're like, all right, you know, fuck, this sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But that's exactly what it could be. It could just be a whole bunch of noise, and then, you know, July 2nd comes and it's like, oh, you changed his mind, but he never really did. He's going to New York. So
yeah.
We'll see.
I am happy though that, and we can kind of segue into the Anthony Davis trade, but I'm happy that the Knicks didn't gut the roster to trade for Anthony Davis. Maybe we just didn't have the pieces, but also I think our guys are just really young. Like, you know, Kevin Knox is still younger than the guys entering in this week's draft,
yep.
You know? So I don't think it's a matter of, like, we have the talent, but they're just not there yet. They're not old enough. But I'm happy because I want to see, part of me wants to see a lot of these homegrown guys develop and become all-stars. But yeah, we could talk about
you know, I don't think the Knicks were a major player in the trade discussion, but yeah, Lakers gave up Hall to get Anthony Davis.
Big time Hall. I'll read that Hall right now. All right, so Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Jason Hart. Shout-outs to shout-outs to the God. Let's see. And now it gets crazy. The number one pick. Well, not the number one pick. I'm sorry. The number four pick in this year's draft. Top eight protected in 2021, which becomes unprotected in 2022. Option to have an unprotected swap in 2023, as well as an unprotected first round pick in 2024 and an unprotected swap in 2025. I don't know what any of this means, but it sounds fucking crazy.
It pretty much means the Lakers are screwed unless they're a good team. They're banking on being a top five team, because God forbid if like LeBron gets hurt, or after the shooter's like, you know what, I'm going to get out of here, and then Davis bounces, and they're shitty, like, they're done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah.
But they're going for it. They got a ton of confidence. They're going to get another player to go along with them. But if, like, injuries happen and these guys leave, like, they're in big, big trouble.
Oh,
it could
yeah.
be really bad.
It could be really
it
bad.
It could end up being terrible.
They mortgaged the whole future, because essentially, like, LeBron James has never cared about any draft picks, and he doesn't care about rookies or anything. He's always treated them, you know, like he essentially runs the team. So he just gives them out. He doesn't care. He only cares about now. And essentially, I think he's now helping run the Lakers. But what does he care about some draft picks in 2021 or 2023? Yep. He might not even be in the league anymore.
Yeah, he's going for it.
They're going for it. I think the only way they win this trade is if they win at least one or two championships. Otherwise, I don't know. I love the deal for New Orleans. I think, like, you know, the only thing that scares me is Ingram and blood clot issue. But hopefully, you know, they say he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully that doesn't come back to bite him. But I think Lonzo Ball still has a ton of upside and potential. He's got to shoot a lot better. His playmaking
He's healthy.
He's a perfect guy to be throwing lobs to Zion. You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not hard to be healthy.
Yeah.
They still got the fourth pick, which they could turn into a player, or you know, have another draft pick. Like say you pick Garland, and maybe use it as insurance in case you either trade. Holiday or Alonzo gets hurt again. So, like, they have a little bit of flexibility, but I think this is the biggest trade in terms of the most assets given up for one superstar. Like, I've never seen before this. I think it was that Boston New Jersey trade where New Jersey traded something like four first rounders or three first rounders and the right to swap one. This is like way bigger than that.
Or the Melo trade. Or the Melo trade. That was.
Yeah, the Melo trade was also very big.
That was pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, they're going all in for, you know, one of the best players in the world. I think if they're able to, like, which free agent is the most likely to sign there? My opinion is Jimmy Butler, because he's been, I don't know, hanging out at Mark Wahlberg's house or some shit, and I don't know.
I say Kemba.
You say Kemba?
I'm going
okay.
with Kemba.
Juice, what do you say? Yeah. Kyrie?
I think Kemba's gonna stay in Charlotte.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler, I think it depends on what Tobias Harris does. So if Tobias signs a max deal, then I don't think Philly's gonna offer a full max to Jimmy Butler. But if he leaves, I think Jimmy Butler, they'll wanna retain him to make a run because the East is wide open.
Right.
No, I'm going to go the other way with it. Like, I think maybe, I guess, based on what everybody's saying, I think Kyrie is going to Brooklyn, but I don't know. I'm not giving up on New York yet, but let's just say he goes to Brooklyn. They might have to just break up that max slot and sign, like, role players. You need good guys to fill out the rosters. Right now, they don't have anybody. They don't have a point guard. They don't have any guys like on the wings. Like, you can't rely on Tavius Caldwell-Pope
and just Kuzma, they need to build a team. Like, they should be going after. They should be going at. They should be scouring every NBA team and using the cap space to trade for shooters.
Yeah, they can't even trade. They can't even trade for Chris Paul now. That can't happen.
Oh God, that's another.
You could use the vet minimum and get Carmelo Anthony, but like you need guys. Like they need bodies.
I hope Melo does go there. Yeah, the winning team at the end. He'd fit in.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I mean, you know, with all the Durant and Kyrie noise, all the speculation was he was going to the Knicks, but I don't know.
What good is having the third, like, essentially you're saying one of these top free agents is going to be the third guy, but Anthony Davis is pretty much better than everybody that you can probably get. Like, they're not going to get Durant, they're not going to get Kawhi.
Right.
But Anthony, so then if you take them out of the equation, Anthony Davis is essentially the best guy, right? So whoever you bring in is going to be the third guy, and that guy kind of just like he's just going to be staying outside. Because you got to think like LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to be playing like pick and roll and like two man game the whole time, you know. Yep. So you're going to pay Kemba Walker to sit outside there and wait to get the ball.
I don't think you make a great point. You make a great point. There's no point in them going out and paying big bucks to a point guard when LeBron's the point guard. You know, that's why I say Jimmy Butler, because he could just chill on the wing. But, I mean, honestly, the guy who would be, I think, the best free agent acquisition for them would be Klay Thompson. But I think there's zero chance Klay ever leaves the Warriors. I think him and Steph are there to stay for life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially now that he's hurt. There's no way.
Well, there's no way now, yeah, obviously. He's going to be out, what, 8 months minimum?
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back for like January, February.
Yeah. By the way, I mean Klay became one of my favorite players, like favorite athletes, when he walked back out on the court to shoot those two free throws. I mean, was that like, I got like goosebumps. That was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
He's a true warrior, man. Klay Thompson is
great player. He's not a warrior.
He's a warrior.
Yeah. But basically, that's how his personality is. He's always played, like, he plays through injury. He's the ultimate, like, tough guy. He'll just go out there and play through it. And that's the type of dude he is. Yeah, I love him on that team, man. He plays even harder on defense than he plays on offense. And he's just like he does everything. He's really good, man. Like, he's probably my favorite free agent on there, but. Like you said, he's not going to go anywhere.
No.
I think actually they would go to him first with the Mac before they go to Durant.
Yeah. No, it's a shame that, you know, he has, you know, guys like Steph and, you know, Durant out China, you know, getting more play than him. Maybe because he's just kind of like a quiet guy. I mean, Steph is quiet too, but I mean, Klay's definitely top five, maybe all-time shooter as well. And he might be like the greatest like transition 3-point shooter I've ever seen. Like, he's just like, I don't know. Like, have you ever seen someone shoot more like fast break 3-pointers than Klay Thompson? And he's just like money every time. He's, I don't know. He's just such a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can guard anyone on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I want to get into here. So we got into the AD trade, free agency. Oh, the draft. Let's talk some happy thoughts for the Knicks. I think we're in the midst of getting a superstar player here. Juice, I know you're really high on the God. Paul, I know you weren't at first, but I think you're coming around now. So, is he? I mean, predictions for the first year. I mean, I know he's not, it's not, you know, 100%. He's coming, but, you know, unless the Grizzlies, you know, pull some shit. But
I think it all depends what the Knicks do in free agency.
As far as what?
Are they going to get like a Randall and Russell? Because if that happens, then he's really not going to, you know, he'll be like a rotation player, but he's not going to be getting a ton of shots up. But if they totally strike out and they just take out salary, he's going to be playing 35 minutes a game, probably getting 15 to 20 shots. I mean, yeah, he might average literally like 20 points a game.
Hmm.
So, you know, he's doable, but it's all going to come down to what happens in free agency. Because I think he'll be better than Knox next year, like, easily.
Yeah, yeah.
So he'll be the best, like, young playing player on that team that can score, like, nightly.
I'll tell you this one. Like, the last couple of years, now, on picks and stop trading them away. This is the least involved I've been in the draft because I know the player that's going to fall to us. It's pretty much guaranteed. Now, Anthony Davis, like, really closed the door and sealed the deal on that. I haven't, to be honest, looked at too many mock drafts. I looked at the first, like, seriously looked at a mock draft for the first time maybe last week. And I looked at another one yesterday when I texted you guys pictures of, like, you know, who was going. And I don't know, I'm really happy. It's stress-free. I know that they're going to get either Ja Morant or they're going to get Barrett. And most likely it's going to be Barrett. And that's it. Like, I'm pretty pumped about that. I'm happy to keep him. He has that alpha in him where he's not going to shy away from, you know, being the main guy and trying to be the best player on the team. I'm excited for him. He's a lefty. So, you know, let's roll the balls out. Let's start playing. I'm excited to see him in Summer League and watch him play. This is a young team. It's going to be a fun team to watch. Between him, Mitch, Nah. It's going to be good. We got still Dennis Smith Jr., who should, you know, he's still improving, getting better. I don't know. Like, maybe we do get Russell. I don't know about Randall. I don't know about that. Like, it seems like they would have to overpay to get a guy like that.
Well, he's going to command a lot of money. He averaged, like, I think over 20 shot, like almost like 35% from three. Like, he had a really good year last year.
Yeah, like 9 rebounds, eight or 9 boards, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's going to definitely require.
Another lefty.
He's not very good, like, one-on-one defender. He's, like, one of the worst, like, ever, literally.
Oh, jeez.
But so,
playing next to Mitch.
He could match up next to Mitch, but. They say he's good on, like, pick and roll defense, but if he's just, like, one-on-one, he can't guard anybody. But I don't know. He's going to want a lot of money. He's going to want, like, $15 mil a year. So.
Oh, minimum.
A little too much.
Oh, I was going to say he wants a minimum of 20 a year. No? 15
I mean, well,
mil,
I'm not doing
that'd be a bargain, no, for him?
Well, these NBA contracts, I really don't know anymore. I mean, the Nets gave Alan Crabb like $50 million a year, so yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one from the genius Sean Marks.
It's Slippery Sean.
Yeah, Slippery Sean. No, shouts to the real, is it Donald Trump? What is it?
It's the real, I don't even know, Dolan Trump, I think.
Is it Dolan,
right?
Dolan Trump? Or Trump?
Dolan Trump.
James Trump. Yeah, Dolan Trump or something like that. Whatever.
It's one of the best accounts out there.
Just a picture. Like, Dolan's face photoshopped on Trump.
Oh my God.
It's incredible. But anyway, I think it'd be interesting if they signed Randall, Russell, drafted Barrett. That's three lefties, potentially in the starting lineup. Has that ever, like, been utilized before in the history of the game? Like, I'm not even kidding. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
I don't remember that. No, I can't.
Phil,
pretty proven that.
Phil would have loved that.
Pretty proven that lefties are terrible people, too, so.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Is that a dig at our friend? Is Adam a full lefty?
Paul's a lefty.
I'm a lefty, yeah.
Are you really? Yeah, like, kind of a lefty.
I do everything lefty, but, like,
sports.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think I was a natural lefty. I just started playing right. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a lefty.
Right. Left. Okay.
Is it possible that the Knicks get another pick? Would they trade into the draft?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like trade like Frank? It, like trade Frank for like a second round pick or something? Like
the
rumors?
Yeah.
I can see
a
that.
First round, like somehow trade another player and get a first round pick or somehow get back in.
Yeah,
I can see that. I think if like Durant was healthier, not healthier, if he was healthy coming into next year and they were confident getting him, I think they wanted more cap room to like get like another vet. Because like Frank shed, I think like $5 million with that to get a pick. But now I think they're going to hang on to him, to be honest. There's really no point to trade him at this point. Unless they really like someone at like the end of the draft that they think they can get.
Right. But I mean, you know what I mean? You're the Paulist trader, and even you were saying there's like, I mean, after what, the fourth pick, it's kind of just like,
yeah, it's a kinda total crapshoot. It's not a deep draft at all. Like I wouldn't back picks and like be thrilled about it.
And next year is going to be worse, right? So like, I really do not want another Knicks tanking season. Like I actually want some progress, even if they sign Durant and he sits the year. I want something, man. I want playoffs, some improvement.
Yeah.
I want to see wins.
I mean, there's good players, but, like, there's no Sam, there's no RJ, there's no Morant, and there's, like, a couple guys, Wiseman and this kid Anthony Edwards, but they're not really, a short thing. And even, the Knicks might freaking finish the last record and get the 8th pick, so it's like, the tanking, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It really isn't.
No.
No.
I think for sure, too, that they've played out all these scenarios multiple times. And there is a scenario where you don't get anybody, right? So what do you do when you don't get anybody? I think they're going to be heavy in the trade market. And
You have to be.
Yeah.
And
you
have to have all, but it's not the trade you're thinking of. Like, it's not like they're going to go out and all of a sudden they're going to bring in Damian Lillard or somebody like that. When I say active in the trade market, I think they're going to use
some bad contracts.
Yeah, like I think they're going to take back bad contracts and stockpile picks. Like for example, I went to the gym and Adam Marecchio was there, and he brought up a scenario of, say the Knicks strike out, then fine, you and the Clippers are going to get Kawhi Leonard. Maybe Kawhi, in order to make the money Matt works for Kawhi Leonard and max him out, the Knicks trade, for Danilo Gallinari, but then they get a pick back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yes. No, that's
moves like that. Kind of help you out. They're not like exciting, but maybe you get more wins, and then you add value. I don't want to be in last place again.
Yeah, I saw one today too. Like the Bucks are trying to get rid of Ilyasova.
I saw that.
And Tony Snell.
Yeah.
And Tony Snell. And like they'll attach multiple picks to it because they want to re-sign Brogdon and their guys like that. So yeah, there's gonna be options for that, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm excited to watch the young guys improve, but I do want to see some winning basketball, man. It's we've been waiting way too long for this shit, So. For the first time in the God Pod history, I want to bring up hockey.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Brett Hull. Holy shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I want to. Wow.
Juice, have you seen this?
What is it?
So, have you ever heard of Brett Hull?
It's a player.
He's a famous, hockey player from back in the day. He played for the Blues. He's Bobby Hull's son.
Wings.
Yeah, Red Wings. Anyway.
Did he play for the Knicks?
No. So anyway, he got really fat and ugly over the years. I think he used to be a pretty good looking guy. Obviously in shape.
Yeah, he was a big fighter.
Yeah, big fighter. His pops played till he was like 60 something. But anyway, Blues won the Stanley Cup. They beat the Bruins. Fuck Boston. But he was at the parade, and he was fucking hammered. And he was singing, that song, Gloria? Gloria! Gloria!
Oh, I heard this on the radio tonight.
And
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyone listening, please go do yourself a favor. Go watch the video of him singing this song at the parade. It is unbelievable. I think I got your number, Gloria. You know, he's doing the whole thing, and it's just like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
It's like in like slow motion with like just a whole bunch of CTE brain injury, painkillers, vodka.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, to be honest with you. Probably shouldn't make fun, but, you know. It's just 2 years in a row now with hockey parades, yeah. You know, with Ovechkin last year. I think that guy was drunk for like a month. So it's pretty funny. But, yeah, I found that, you know, I heard the Stanley Cup Finals, for the record, was really exciting. And listen, I think hockey is exciting. I can't get into it. Sorry.
Yeah, you know. I watched the last two games just because, like, I don't know, I have pleasure in watching Boston teams lose and I was rooting against.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Sure.
But it was good. It was intense. Playoff hockey is definitely never lets you down. It's good.
No, definitely not. Speaking of parades, again, back to the finals. That was crazy. I guess a couple people got shot. But did you guys see the videos of like the crowds like running? Did you see that at the Raptors parade?
The crowd got shot, or like people around?
Yeah. No, this happened at the parade. Two people, or maybe even more than that, got shot. And there's videos of people videotaping the parade and like when this happened, so it's just like a huge crowd of people just like running like there's a fucking like tidal wave coming or some shit, and it's because like there was gunshots and, you know, people were scared and didn't want to get shot. It looks crazy, like pandemonium. I didn't realize, you know, shit goes down like that in the six.
I can only imagine. You must have been panicking,
but you know, no one died, thank god. I don't think anyone was seriously hurt, but
Thanks, Drake.
Yeah, I want the chips with the dip. What does that even fucking mean? The chips with the dip?
I don't know.
I feel like when you're that famous... He'll
be rooting for the Knicks next year.
What's that?
I don't listen to him.
He'll be rooting for the Knicks next year.
Right. Oh, I was really hoping for him to rock the Durant Knicks jersey at one of the games, but, you know.
We got the Canadian God coming.
Right? Yeah, we got the Six God coming. RJ being what do you call it? Toronto-in? Whatever.
A Canadian?
Or just a Canadian. Yeah.
Or just, Canadian.
Yeah, that's simple enough. But apparently he's got that, I guess his mom's from Brooklyn and his dad played at St. John, so he's got like apparently that New York mentality, spent a lot of time there, so I'm excited for it. Jets GM the Mountain, Joe Douglas, the God. Real quick on that, any thoughts?
Thrilled to who I wanted from the get-go.
Yeah.
So all those Jet media clowns who were ripping him for firing McCagan, who was a joke of a GM, now they're praising the hire. Like, shut up. You guys sound ridiculous. And it's also funny how the Jets, you know, their team is so much better now from what it was like 8 months ago. With head coach, players, you know, Mosley, you know,
yep.
GM, everything. And it's funny how like, the Texans just fired their GM, 2 weeks ago? And they went to hire the, you know, first of all, you don't hear anything at the media out there, you know, circus for doing it after the draft. And then the guy that they wanted, they didn't get, and they were hit by tampering charges by New England, so they just stopped even going after him. So now they have no plan. Like, imagine if the Jets did that. Like, you never hear the end of it.
Oh, never hear the end of it.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Like, you would think after they fire Kagan, who was getting ripped by every national media pundit, every local media pundit, you know, they did the right thing. Better late than never, whatever. No, they get killed for it. Like, there is no perfect time to do it. So, they got their guy. I think this guy is a football guy. Through and through, knows exactly what he's doing. We're in good hands going forward. I haven't seen one bad thing about this guy, like from anyone.
Yeah, same.
It's unbelievable.
Same.
It's kind of scary at the same time, but I haven't seen one negative thing. So clearly this guy's the real deal. And if Darnold's a, you know, legit franchise quarterback, he's coming to a really good situation. So,
yeah.
Looking good for the Jays, yes. Better than the Giants. Oh, but I was watching the Yankee game. Daniel Jones got booed crazy at the game.
Really?
I showed him up. Yeah.
Are you serious? So I saw.
Yeah.
I saw that he was there. John Morant's there too, by the way. But wow, he got booed like crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's probably like the people, you know, it's probably a lot of Jets fans, other fans.
Cowboy
like,
fans.
The ones
yeah.
And that kind of drown out the Giant fans cheering in a way, because they're probably not even cheering. They're just like, eh, whatever. So, but that's like, I feel bad for him.
That's probably a lot of Giant fans, too, though. I got to think it's a fair amount of Giant fans drunk and just pissed off at the pick.
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's crazy. He got booed, like, bad.
Juice, would you boo him?
Poor kid.
No, of course not, man. He's on my team. Now I'll root for him.
Juice, are you jealous that we have Sir Gregor Clegane as our GM?
Yeah, honestly, because I have fucking David Gettleman, who's I don't know who would you compare to him? Like, I don't,
oh my gosh,
he's a mix of Walter Frey and Samwell Tarly and. I don't know. Think of the worst characters.
The worst.
But
yeah, I'm pretty jealous.
Yeah, yeah. no.
Yeah, whatever.
We have plenty of time to talk about NFL, but yeah, that was exciting. It seems like you know,
good hire.
Because every other hire at GM, they always do. It's always a head scratcher. This guy was 100% all around.
Just look at them. Look at the pictures side by side of Mike Maccagnan and this guy.
Yeah, day and night.
Like, it's kind of like the guy was with the Ravens for 15 freaking years. The Eagles, like, actually doing football stuff. I feel like Maccagnan just like scouted Northern Iowa and just, like, fetched coffee for a couple of years and got the GM spot.
Pretty much, and it showed. Yeah, so. Real quick on the Yankees. You know,
solid. We're looking good. Tanaka just had a complete game shutout sign against the Rays, who are right behind him.
Maben, another home run, another dinger for Maben.
Yeah, they better not send him down. You better stay on the team. Stan back tomorrow. I mean, love the lineup. They need pitching. Very bad. I just don't know where they're going to get it from.
Is that why they acquired Encarnacion? Like, I get it. He leads the American League in homers, and he's a Red Sox killer. And you know, maybe they're nervous about Judge and Stan's injuries. But that was a head scratch.
Yeah,
that was the weirdest thing over the weekend.
It kind of came out of nowhere. I guess it helps, like it's insurance. Yeah, like you said, for the injuries, and then this way Frazier can. Because Frazier's pretty much a DH at the moment right now. So it's like, hey, if we trade Frazier, you know, there's the bat that replaces him for this year.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm not happy. I don't want to trade Frazier. It has to be done. It's like, that's who teams are going to want. But I think that guy's going to be such a good hitter for a long time. It's going to be tough letting him go.
Yeah, there's no shortage of hitting on this team, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, where do they find starting pitching? I have no idea. You know, this could be one of those Yankee teams like the 80s that had just like a murderer's row of hitters and just no pitching or no starting pitching,
exactly.
You know, and just never go anywhere and do anything. So I don't know. I don't know where you find it. I don't know what Cashman has planned, but we'll see. A lot of baseball left. But it's been nice seeing some of these kids play.
Bumgarner, San Francisco, guys like that. But you probably won't know until I think the deadline is the last day in July. So it's going to be like, you know, still another month and a half before it kind of gets settled with that.
Yeah, yeah. DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be
holy shit.
Yeah, oh, he's best signing probably in baseball.
Yeah,
this offseason for sure.
What a stud!
And I had no idea. I had no idea who he was.
Me neither.
No clue.
Me neither.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I'll admit, I just don't know. I don't follow the game nearly as much as I used to. I just don't know as many players like we do. Like the NBA, we can name like every guy in every roster. NFL, we can name a lot of players. Baseball, it's tough for me to name a lot. So like,
Juice can. Baseball?
Yeah. Baseball?
You like baseball? Outside of that, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Just for the Yankees.
Should we, man.
I'll be there too.
Oh, nice. All right. Get those fucking lemonade. We get some churros from the ice cream stand.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Delivery time.
That's what's up. All right. I think that was good. Pretty good.
What about TV? There's a lot going on right now. You fools got to be watching City on a Hill, Showtime.
Haven't seen it yet. Big
Very
Little
good.
Lies.
Kevin Bacon.
Big Little Lies. I haven't. You know, I'm only one episode deep. I mean, there's only two episodes.
You want to see like a really, really cracked out, crazy show? Watch it's on after Big Little Lies. Euphoria.
Who's in that?
It's crazy. It's, what's her name? Zoe Saldana? No, Zendaya?
Okay. What's her first name?
Yeah, it just, like, follows, like, these high school kids, like, the generation now. It's just, like, intense, like, drug sex, like, the whole
entire
show.
So, like, kids?
Like, really, really graphic. I was like, whoa.
So, like, kids?
Yeah, it's like, crazy. Everything, it's just...
No, like, it's like the yeah, movie wow. Kids?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's like that.
But like, yeah,
okay.
Definitely more intense, yeah.
But more intense.
Similar.
Jeez.
Yeah. And they said it gets, like, a lot more, I guess, whoever saw the season.
Okay. Anything HBO puts out, I'll fuck with. I'll give it a shot. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
Chernobyl was amazing.
The Ron Artest doc. You got to watch that. Quiet Storm.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that. You got to watch Wu-Tang. I still have one more episode left with Wu-Tang, but... I've become obsessed again. Obviously, the pod, the God Pod, you know, has a huge Wu-Tang influence. So, shouts to the
Josh,
gods.
I watched 12 Strong. Pretty good. Good flick.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, it's good. Liked it.
I watched the Ron Artest doc. It was awesome.
Ah, shit. You guys both watched it? All right, damn. I gotta get on that. This week,
especially when they talk about the mouse, the palace, it was great.
Yeah, he's like, "Do you think we'll get suspended?" I guess he asked.
No. He goes, "Do you think we'll get in trouble?"
Yeah, I've heard Steven Jackson tell that story before. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's wild. I didn't realize how much they hated each other. Him and Jermaine O'Neal.
Jermaine.
Quick announcement. It looks like Mike Miller is joining the Knicks coaching staff. I've always loved Mike Miller.
I don't think that's
what?
The Mike Miller
Mike
you're thinking
Miller?
Of. Is that?
Oh, really?
I don't think that's
no.
Florida
the,
Mike Miller.
It's the G League coach.
Yeah, it's a G League.
Oh,
the Westchester Knicks
it's
coach.
Not player Mike Miller.
Yeah, Mike Miller's at Memphis with Penny. He's at Memphis with Penny.
Oh, that's where he is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I love Mike Miller.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're cleaning it up on the recruiting trail, Mike Miller.
Huh. Pretty good.
All right, Jerry.
All right, guys.
All right, gods.
See ya. Bye.
See ya. Bye.